Welcome to Life Talk, a series of thought-provoking podcasts specifically developed to thoroughly enrapture, dynamically expand, and potentially enrich your life by challenging your heart. And now, here's Craig.
I think that historical revisionists is in reality our fear of truth. What do we do when there's something that we don't like or find difficult? How do we approach the tough stuff, the things we've done or said or participated in that stick in our craw, that dog our steps, and are just plain revolting and downright ugly? What do we do with the less than savory stuff, the stuff that leaves a bad taste in our mouths? We've all got histories we'd prefer to forget and decisions we'd like to undo or redo. There are things that we've done or been involved in that impede us and impale us, making life messy, tarnished, and less than glowing. We all have our skeletons in the closet, our dirty laundry, our little secrets, and our less than tidy histories. We've got them, but what do we do with them? Then there's the stuff that's not ours at all. There are plenty of things that are annoying encumbrances to achieving our goals, irritating barriers to our agendas, and incessantly relentless blockades to our ability to shape our worlds in the manner that we want to shape them. There are things in life that simply don't work when it comes to achieving our objectives that don't fit, or worse yet, they are entirely and completely opposed to the achieving of our objectives, those irritating and annoying things that we'd much prefer to do without. Well, the seemingly correct answer as to what we do with that stuff would be to deal with these things, to embrace them, engage them, or shape them in a manner that allows them to work for us. We can let them inform us, giving us information that we might have missed, or we can work towards some resolution of them. But these mean accepting whatever it is that we're working through. It means saying, yep, I did that, or yep, that's part of life. But in doing that, we give that action or that reality a place in our lives that we might not prefer to give it. It means accepting its existence while concurrently making us responsible for it or to it. But what if whatever it is isn't really all that nice or appealing or tidy or pliable or cooperative or flattering? What if whatever it is such that it stubbornly refuses to let us have the outcome we would like or the solution we'd find favorable to our agendas because whatever it is irreparably gets in the way? What if whatever it is will actually force us to an entirely different outcome that isn't all that appealing or doesn't even support the very existence of our agenda? What if things would be better if these things were simply gone? While there are many things that we can do and a variety of approaches that we can take in dealing with all of this, one simple approach is to simply rewrite whatever it is that we're struggling with. Rather than grapple with whatever the situation or event or happening we're grappling with, why not make it go away? Or at least change it up enough so that it's a bit easier to handle and not quite as hard on the old emotions. Why not create our own reality by recreating whatever it is that's creating the problem for us in the first place? Why not take liberty with truth or events or history and rewrite it all in order to create our own truth or events or history in a manner that will more effectively serve our agendas? Or better yet, why not perform a vanishing act of sorts whereby we clean up the whole situation and make it disappear altogether by rewriting the whole thing right out of history? Why not? Well, as outlandish as all of that might sound, we do it all the time. We rewrite history or truth or events, and we do that by doing a number of things. First, rewriting by exercising selective memory. We can choose what we prefer to remember, thereby sorting through and sorting out all of the things that are less than palatable or favorable or nice. It's not about rewriting history as much as it's about editing it to the point that we rewrite it in the editing. We chalk the editing up to perspective or point of view in a manner that causes the rewrite to possess an air of believability because it's just how we saw it. It's how we remember it through our own lens. Yet the snippets that we retain typically are the ones that speak favorably of us, that recite the story in a manner that spins it in the service of some agenda rather than being true to history. Well, then we rewrite by making ourselves the victim. This kind of rewriting is quite shrewd, as it leaves the situation exactly as it was while adjusting our position in the situation. We were victims. We were set up. We were used and abused. We were placated, manipulated, fooled, cajoled, forced, had the wool pull over our eyes, or a million other excuses that leaves the situation intact, but tactfully removes us from it. We don't rewrite the event, but we rewrite our place and our role in it. We were the unwitting victims of circumstances or the schemes of others, having fallen prey to something we didn't see and didn't understand. Yeah, it all happened, but we innocently got caught up in something that we didn't see coming. And all of that is revisionism nonetheless. How about rewriting by justification? Here we don't rewrite it, rather we employ the escapist art of justification to rewrite the nature of it. We make it okay and acceptable by justifying it as okay and acceptable. This kind of rewrite is not about rewriting the history of the event itself, but rewriting the rightness or legitimacy of the event. We had to take certain actions or do certain things. There were decisions that we had no alternative in making. We were forced into a corner, or we had no alternatives, or we had to choose the best of the worst. We make events or actions ethical or moral or just when in reality they're nothing of the sort. And then there's rewriting by selfish agenda. Sometimes rewriting is simply done because we want to do it. Events or history don't serve our agenda. We're committed to some sort of cause or goal that will only be diminished or thwarted if we're truthful and honest. So we rewrite, making the event or history what we need it to be so that it doesn't obstruct our agenda, or worse yet, actually comes to serve our agenda. We can become so deluded in the rewrite that we come to believe the fiction of the rewrite itself. At that point, our lives become based on our own fiction and will be guided by the manner in which we write that fiction and the degree to which it's contrary to truth. You know, we all live in truth. So we have to ask, will we actually live in it? Or will we deal with the truth of our own creation? Are we courageous enough to wrestle with truth, or will we fall prey to the weakness and foolishness of our own revisions in whatever form they might take? How will we live? And I think that's a question we need to ask before we consider rewriting anything.
Thank you for joining us for Life Talk. For further information or additional resources, please visit www.craiglpc.com.